We are sitting at the Louvre Pyramid in Paris again tonight. For a meditation around the new moon in Capricorn. The pyramid is standing in the middle of the big courtyard in front of us. An amazing gem and a matrix of love enshrined in the surrounding buildings. And it supports the highest vibrations, transformations of this city of Paris, this country, and all other countries on the planet. The magnificent symbol is not only a tangible form of the restored dimension of love, it also stabilizes the grid together with many other power places and holy sites around the globe. As we are facing the imminent collapse our visible world, this new moon, like every first new moon in the year, is in Capricorn. At the time of the new moon, the sun and the moon come together. Their conjunction is the repeated vow your divine self and your human self take to jointly contribute to bring the light and love on this planet. Every single one of us holds specific, unique qualities, frequencies, capable of contributing to the global stability and to the creation of the new. Our creations remain invisible for the best part of them, and mostly intangible. They take place in a dimension that is accessible to us, but not not to the naked eye. So, the pyramid is a matrix where is the place of regeneration and genesis of shapes and forms that are already in existence in the subtle plane. And that will become manifest soon. Yet, at this point, the denser physical counterpart of all the shapes created and that remained in existence for the previous cycle of evolution and growth are going to dismantle and dissolve fully. Appearance of subtle forms and our increasing ease to connect with them is the result of the previous solstice at the end of the previous year, and has been our evolutionary task throughout the very challenging year 2020. Whilst a good part of the external shapes were put on hold and a lot of what we were used to manifest in the physical world was limited or questioned, we were actually busy creating, integrating and coordinating new shapes and forms to come. This sheds a different light on somewhat reductive conditions in which we've been forced or invited to live. Consider the year 2020 a preparation on a subtle level, whether you have been fully conscious of it or not, for what is going to come in 2021. Dismantling of the world as we know it is unavoidable. It is necessary. It is the premise of the restructuration and rebirth of our divine self, like the phoenix reborn from his ashes. At the time of the new moon this morning, the planetary archetypes and the related influences were huge. The sun and the moon came together, as they do every month. The pace we are very accustomed to, that is the biological pace of our evolution on Earth. And the sun is also conjunct to Pluto. The exact conjunction will be in a few hours, tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, the moon, whose pace is much faster, will already have transited Pluto. So, our human embodied self, that small portion of our eternal self, has already opened up to the invisible at the time I'm talking. Our divine self is eternally prepared for that chosen moment to reconnect with the law of one. And the vibration of the law of one is love. Pyramid at Toulouse in Paris is a little more than just a symbol. It is the actual birthing place of that reality for us who are not so far away. Bursting with new birthing places of love. On this occasion, we are invited, strongly invited, nearly forced to allow the power of love to fully inhabit our human being and transform it radically. That radical transformation implies ripping off, dismantling, dropping the blockages, that still prevent the reunion of the sacred place of the heart with the sacred place of creation in the womb. That is the sexual power of creation and the heart resonance that fuels creation. When the moon went in conjunction with Pluto today, it activated that possibility. was the trigger necessary to reopen that common space and to invite the reunion. Tomorrow, when the Sun becomes conjunct with Pluto, we may become aware of it. That realization and the resulting developments help you appreciate why all shapes and forms in a third dimensional world have to be radically transformed. Nothing will remain as it is. This is the physical counterpart of the subtle change we have undergone last year. I said the preparation for now. So we prepared on a subtle level, and now the dense level is ready to transform and transmute. It may be more scary because the world and our existence in the world as our, and our identity as a human being is something we are strongly attached to. So when the world as we perceive it changes and we have the reflection of it, it may trigger strong resistance, and possibly we may want to retain what no longer exists because there is mental investment in it. So the current transit and all the related planetary influences are supporting the opening of our divine heart. So the physical, emotional being we are can transit safely through the roller coaster. Have no fear. All is well. This physical crumbling of structures, shapes, identifications is the final phase of a transformation that started, as you know, a long time ago. In the stillness of that evening at the pyramid in the Louvre courtyard, you may feel that softer vibration. The tests, your readiness to embrace the new with no regret for the old that is gone. It's already gone. will disappear materially, but it's gone. Take a moment to just feel the softness and the soothing. Vibration, frequencies that are emanating from this birthing place, the great matrix of love, we are currently at the heart of. Become aware of the calming effect the soothing resonance has on your physical body. And settle even more peacefully in the now. Wherever you are, indoors, outdoors, settle in this body that is holding that frequency, that is capable of that alchemy that will transform the old matrix of suffering into the most beautiful jewel of pure love. That is the inner transformation. That is the power, alchemical power of Pluto. That amazing entity that opens up to the invisible world. All that is beyond the obvious. Also allows us to go through the many initiation it takes to completely transform our old self into that example of the new. That's unique. Specific flavor, your essence manifests on the planet that will serve the common creation of the new forms, shapes, structures. It's too soon, but we know we hold the power. That connection and junction of our divine heart and our divine matrix is changing the world. So as you're sitting, those vibrations, those frequencies of true love, that you have been tuned to before you took a human shape, and that you can recognize now as yours. Birthright. Challenges for our incarnation was that we had to bring the highest, most refined qualities of that pure love in preparation for that big moment we are living now. So we could individually contribute to the ignition that begins the fusion of heart and sex. Sacred heart, sacred sex, sacred manifestation. That power of creation is what you have been holding secretly, probably unconsciously, for all your life. Now, according to your divine calling and the singularity of the flavors you carry, the qualities, the grace to work with, they will now become elements of the new creation. And I would like you to feel dilating heart that is resurrecting the power of creation that was long forgotten, dismissed, ignored. Know that you own it, that you will make use of it in your own unique way. Know that any circumstances, challenges that you're going through are meant to be for your greater opening and to support your personal expansion and evolution. Know that all is well. Keep your eyes open to what is beyond, behind the scenes of the physical collapse, and see in the invisible world the already expansively manifest forms of the new. You can see them if you go into the invisible. You can't see them when you use your ordinary senses. Feel all that. Bring all that wisdom, those certitudes into your heart. So confidence, faith can grow. That you are in the right place. That what you're doing is okay. There is no need to change anything, because change is happening already. Focus on your heart chakra. Focus on your sacral chakra. And let them expand, dilate more and more until they merge. the fusion of the heart and the sex powers allow the creation that results from the fusion of the fire and water in a divine marriage, the most sacred place that is your being. Let this settle in your third chakra, your solar plexus. And let your solar plexus connect with the central sun. Hereby re-establishing the relationship between the visible and the invisible. This will give you the power, the strength, the courage to stay still with the kind of stillness you feel now. This will give you the vision the understanding of what you need to know at any given point during this journey. The wisdom is the gem in your heart, in your sacred womb, in your solar plexus, fused in one single, unique, tremendous creation power. Your creativity at the root of your being when it is needed. Just now, we are witnessing and we will witness more crumbling, collapsing, disappearing of our references, of our models, of what we have. What we had faith in, have invested into. And that sacred divine connection within us just allow us to withstand the winds, the storms, and stay together. Within ourselves, completely open, completely confident. Remember, all is well, you'll be fine, all is in place for the final stage of the transformation that is starting in 2021. You have a much stronger connection with the invisible world that you perceive with your subtle senses than you believe. This is where you anchor yourself. in that peace, stillness, endless loving presence. That expansiveness of your loving being. Tonight, that pyramid once again brings to light the power of love and holds in that gigantic matrix of the world, holds the space for your transformation. This is the message of this new moon. Opens the space and all the gates to the invisible world. Thank you very much for being here.